This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Fertilizer prices have been a thorn in the side of farmers for several years, and the conflict with Iran has only worsened the problem with the Strait of Hormuz closure slowing shipping. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently announced measures to alleviate some of the strain on U.S. farmers due to high fertilizer costs. We will hear more from Ag Secretary Rollins next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4, location?
Kraber, back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5UC.
Come out, put your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently announced measures to alleviate strain on U.S. farmers due to high fertilizer costs. She says that U.S. growers need more options and certainty when purchasing fertilizer.
It's clear our farmers are feeling the pinch and the work must continue at rapid speed. There's no question ensuring our farmers can obtain the fertilizer they need at a price they can afford is a long-term problem, but one that also demands immediate solutions both for our farmers and our consumers.
Rollins details some of the actions taken by the Trump administration to improve fertilizer access for farmers.
First, of course, you all know in March, President Trump suspended the Jones Act for 60 days to boost shipping flexibility and help vital resources like fertilizer flow more freely to U.S. ports. Just last week, President Trump further extended this waiver by 90 days. According to the U.S. Maritime Administration, we saw this tool used in early April for several anhydrous ammonia deliveries. So we've seen it actually in action, and we expect more fertilizer to come in under this waiver in the coming days and weeks.
Rollins says that the administration has taken steps to remove import restrictions in order to boost domestic supply.
We removed restrictions on fertilizer imports from Venezuela. In March, the Treasury Department waived restrictions on U.S. entities purchasing petrochemical products from Venezuela, including fertilizer, to increase domestic supply.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.